Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the OnePlus 8, which is a smartphone we have just finished reviewing. The review will be up soon on gadgets360.com versus the Xiaomi Mi 10, which is a smartphone we have already reviewed, and you can read the full review on gadgets360.com. Now, the reason we are comparing these two smartphones is that, first of all, the same person has reviewed both of them, which is Royden Sarejo, who's here with us. Hi, Royden.
Hey, what's up?
I am doing just fine. What about you?
How are you, man? Yeah, I'm doing good. It feels like ages since we've seen each other apart from, video calls and meetings.
Yeah, once in a while, that's true. I have changed quite a bit now. I look a lot like somebody who's taken some sannyas and gone to the Himalayas.
Yes, I've seen your videos, Pranay.
And I need some vitamin D supplements now because I haven't gone out of the house for so long. Anyway, so I'm your host Pranay Parab, and as I said before, Royden is the one who's reviewed the OnePlus 8, he's the one who reviewed the Mi 10 as well. Now, because of that, we have a person who's, in a position to compare these two smartphones. He still has the Mi 10 review unit. And the second thing is here that the Mi 10 starting price is 50,000 rupees for the base variant. I think there is only one difference between the base and the higher variant, that is storage for the Mi 10.
Versus
the OnePlus 8, which is at a starting price of 41,999 for the 6GB variant, which is Amazon exclusive. And there is a second variant at 45,000 rupees, which is the 8GB RAM variant. And then there is a final variant with 12GB of RAM at 49,999. So that's the exact same price as the Mi 10. So the top variant of the OnePlus 8 does compete directly with the base variant of the Mi 10. And interestingly, we reviewed the top variant of the OnePlus, and I think we reviewed the base variant of the Mi 10, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so then we reviewed the exact same priced variants, and that means
direct competitors.
Yeah, they are direct competitors. If somebody is ready to spend 50,000 rupees on a smartphone, these two will definitely be on their radar, and it's a good comparison to make in general. Now, for those who don't know, the Mi 10 is a premium smartphone by Xiaomi. This is the first time that we've seen a 50,000 rupees smartphone from Xiaomi in India in a long time, I think. The last time we saw a premium phone, it probably was somewhere in the 35,000-36,000 rupees price range with the Mi Mix 2. But the Mi 10 is obviously a much more premium device than that. And the OnePlus 8, on the other hand, is, well, another evidence of slowly rising OnePlus prices. I think this brand started out as a 20,000 rupee, 25,000 rupee brand with some really affordable value for money smartphones. Now it's slowly become a premium flagship brand. Okay, so first, let's just talk about some basic things about these two devices. First of all, Royden, I completely forgot how much RAM Mi 10 has. Is it 12GB or is it 8GB? I don't seem to
No,
remember.
The Mi 10 has 8GB of RAM.
Okay.
And but, I mean, that's fine. I think that's 8GB of RAM is still plenty, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the top-end variant of the OnePlus 8 has again 12GB, which again I feel is a bit of an overkill.
Yeah, most people will not need it right now, but if you're planning to use your phone for like 3 years or so, I guess eventually we'll reach a point where Android will be 16GB minimum and nothing below that. But that's, just good to have some headroom in case. I think with the 8GB of RAM, you should be more than happy for the next 2 years. Beyond that, we'll just have to wait and watch. Apart from that, a couple of other minor differences I wanted to highlight between these two devices. One is that I think the Mi 10 does support wireless charging versus the OnePlus 8, which does not. The OnePlus 8 Pro is the model that supports wireless charging, and that's the one that we'll probably be reviewing in the near future. As of now, we don't have a review unit, whereas the OnePlus 8 is the device that does not have it. Okay, so I don't think either of these phones are waterproof or have an IP rating, right?
You're talking about the Mi 10 and the OnePlus 8, right?
Yes.
Yeah, neither of them have any official IP rating. Hmm. However, interestingly, the OnePlus 8 that's sold in the US as a Verizon exclusive, that one is being marketed with an IP68 rating. Now, I don't believe that OnePlus has made a special separate phone, like they have a separate device just for Verizon, which is ridiculous. So I think that it's a very good chance that even the OnePlus 8 sold globally, even though they're not marketed as IP68 certified devices, I'm pretty sure they still have that waterproofing because, especially if you see the SIM card, it has that thick rubber lining that you've seen on all phones that have an IP68 rating. So I think it does have waterproofing. They're just not maybe advertising it for whatever reason.
Yeah, maybe that certification costs money.
Possible,
Yeah.
possible. And maybe since they don't want to, I mean, they want to hit, aggressive price points in certain markets, I'm guessing that's why they've decided to leave it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one explanation, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. So, Rodin, do you want to take a minute or so to talk about the build quality of these two devices? Which one would you prefer?
Absolutely, yeah. So, they are both, I mean, they're both very well built. I mean, especially even the Mi 10, because a lot of people, would be a little concerned to pay 50,000 rupees for a Xiaomi phone, considering how we've only seen them selling phones under 20,000 rupees. But both of them actually are extremely premium. They do feel like expensive phones when you hold them. They might not look at it look as much from the images and pictures you see online, but they do feel incredibly premium. Between the two, I personally would pick the OnePlus 8 just because it's a little more manageable in your hand. Like the width is a little narrower and it's a tiny bit smaller, so it's just a little more comfortable to use. Whereas the Mi 10 is slightly larger and it does require, two hands. Like one-handed operation is not the easiest. Also, the OnePlus 8 is noticeably lighter compared to the Mi 10. So I think that it has that going in its favor as well.
Yeah, I mean, for some people who prefer big and bulky phones, maybe it's the Mi 10, but I think having a
Yeah,
lighter
I mean,
phone is.
absolutely. It's definitely down to personal preference, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I am definitely a person who would prefer a lighter and easy to manage phone over a bulkier one. So, just saying that not everyone may want that. So, now, another thing I wanted to quickly touch upon here was the software before we talk about the cameras and performance, since that's the majority, that's the biggest part of the discussion, right? Because every time we see a flagship phone, the cameras is where they are competing with others. Otherwise, we've reached a stage where it's like, like you said about the build quality, it's a personal thing about personal preference. You may like this, you may like that, but you will get a like decent base standard. So the software, we have the Mi 10, which ships with a slightly different version of MIUI 11, and it's due to get a MIUI 12 upgrade as well. The differences mainly are down to the fact that you get no ads on this device, but you do get some preloaded bloatware, which I'll ask you to talk about in a bit. And some apps are stock, I believe, like the dialer and SMS apps. Those are not the MIUI ones, they're the stock Google ones. Now, the OnePlus 8, on the other hand, has Oxygen OS, which is a UI that we've praised quite a bit. It adds some lovely tweaks to stock Android itself, and it makes it just more fluid, responsive, looks nice also, doesn't have too much clutter. So, a lot of things going for that. And the Mi 10 really has its work cut out in terms of competing with the OnePlus 8 on the software front, in my opinion. Having used both of them back to back, how do you feel about them?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I would prefer Oxygen OS any day over MIUI. I mean, it's just neater, it's cleaner. Like you said, there are no ads, there is no spam, there is absolutely no bloatware. And even though it looks, very lean and minimalistic, there it still packs in a lot of features. Like you still get a built-in screen recorder and, that dots and a lot of these features that we are used to seeing in other heavily skinned phones like ColorOS and MIUI. So that is one of the reasons I think why a lot of people also keep coming back to OnePlus phones is because of this software. Now coming to MIUI, yeah, I mean Xiaomi promised that the Mi 10 being a premium phone, there aren't going to be any ads or spam or anything like that. And I don't think that's entirely true because in the week that I spent using the phone for reviewing it, there were definitely spam and ads. Maybe not at the same frequency as you would get in a cheaper Redmi phone, but on an average, I was getting at least around two, spam notifications from Mi Video or the Get Apps app store in the notification shade. And this is even after disabling. Going through the steps of, disabling ads. Like we've done a guide on Gadgets 360, you can have a look at that. But even after going through all the steps of disabling MSA and all of these background processes, these ads were still coming through.
Yeah, so that's very, very sad to hear. 50,000 rupees for a device, and then you get all this rubbish bloatware installed with spammy notifications. Now, if it was like, you know, that Samsung has this constant problem of that My Galaxy app sending you some notifications. If it was like that, where this was just one app that you can disable quickly, I mean, the notifications can be disabled quickly, that's okay. But having bloatware preloaded on, you know, a device that expensive is just not right, in my opinion. They really, I mean, you're charging 50,000 for a device, might as well charge 52,000 and just get rid of the bloatware or spammy notifications. It's, you know, really, really unfortunate. But anyway, OxygenOS, it's the same one, right, as before. Nothing, it's the one, OxygenOS 10 based on Android 10. And I think we've seen that before on the 70. So nothing much has changed.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar. I mean, there are a few tweaks which they've made in the OnePlus 8. I mean, the new launcher, which is now recently launched for other OnePlus devices as well, has some new recent apps menu. So it's like easier to cycle through your recent apps. And a few other gestures have been added, but nothing really major. It's very similar to, you know, what you've seen before on OnePlus devices.
Okay, cool. So on the software front, I'm guessing it's very easy to pick a winner. It's going to be the OnePlus.
Yeah, definitely the OnePlus.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so now let's talk about the cameras. This is where things get interesting because now the Mi 10, that is a, yeah. I mean, in the history of smartphones, it's probably the most lopsided camera setup that I've ever seen. Like the primary camera on the one hand is some futuristic 108 megapixel sensor, which is, I think, something they worked on in partnership with Samsung as well. I think they had said something about working with them.
It's a Samsung sensor, so I think they've collaborated with them for this.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you have look at the other sensors. I think there's a 13 megapixel wide and a couple of 2 megapixel sensors, which is just basically like 10,000 rupee phone level. So on the one hand, you know, the cost of the S20 Ultra is 97,999. So 1 lakh rupee phone that has a 108 megapixel sensor. And that is there on the Mi 10. And on the other hand, you have this 10,000 rupee sensor level, you know, three other cameras, which are, I mean, in our review also, you've said, right, that the 108 megapixel sensor does perform fairly well in... I mean, with the exception of some minor bugs here and there. But the other sensors are like just really, really average. And you can see that in the camera samples that you posted on the site as well. So that was very, very odd to see. On the other hand, the OnePlus 8, I think, has a very underwhelming camera setup in some ways. There is a 48 megapixel primary sensor. And I think there's a 13 megapixel wide. Am I right about that? Or is it 16?
Yeah. No, it's a 16 megapixel wide.
16 megapixel wide, and there's a 2 megapixel macro. Now, I say this is underwhelming because the previous OnePlus 7T, I think, had a telephoto lens, which was a little more useful than having that extra macro sensor, I think. You know, that probably is something I would have preferred. What about you?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the rear cameras, both of them could easily have been dual cameras. I mean, you just needed the main camera and the wide angle, honestly, because the other cameras are just like token cameras, just so they can brag like a triple or a quad camera. And essentially, I don't think it's of much use. So we'll start with the OnePlus 8. So the OnePlus 8 essentially has the same sensors as a 7T. It's basically the same thing. Except for, like you said, the telephoto camera has been swapped for a macro camera. Now, as we all know, macro cameras are not too useful. I mean, they are kind of handy, I guess, if you're into like super macro photography, I guess they are kind of useful, but not so much. Like, I didn't find myself using this all that much. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people will be in the same boat with this. Now, I think the reason, again, why they didn't put the telephoto is, again, to most likely to save on cost. Maybe they wanted to hit that as close to as 40,000 as they could in India, at least. And in that sense, you know, they had to compromise somewhere because, I mean, they are giving you the same 865, which is, at least from what I got a sense from Qualcomm, is quite an expensive chip, especially that 5G modem. So that is one area where they've had to cut maybe costs. And if you look at it, I mean, from their perspective, again, this is purely speculation, but if you look at it, the OnePlus 8 is actually going to succeed the OnePlus 7, because in all likelihood, we would have a OnePlus 8T, which would come around September, October. And technically, that would be the successor to the 70. So in that sense, yeah, the OnePlus 8 is a deep, much bigger upgrade over the, you know, OnePlus 7. But since that's not sold anymore and the 70 is the only option currently available, it does look a little underwhelming, especially when you're charging this bigger premium, you know, like about 40,000 rupees. Now, coming to the Mi 10, once again, I will say that the main two useful cameras which you will probably use the most are the main 108 MP sensor and the wide angle camera. Having said that, I haven't done a 1:1 comparison, but from what I've seen, the OnePlus 8 does have a much better quality wide angle camera. Like the photos from the wide angle camera, the colors and the color tone, everything surprisingly are pretty evenly matched with the main camera. This is not something we see too often. And this is definitely not the case with the Mi 10. Like the wide angle camera on the Mi 10 is definitely a lot more inferior to the main 108 megapixel camera. But, you know, a lot may argue that, you know, I mean, and so did we, that, you know, the Mi 10 at 50,000 rupees still doesn't have a telephoto camera. But as we saw in the review as well, that if you shoot at that full 108 megapixel resolution, it's actually surprisingly good. Like you can get results, you can crop in really tightly, like really distant objects, you can zoom in all the way. And those images are actually pretty usable. Like we did compare it to like a 10x zoom from the Galaxy S20 Plus's telephoto camera. And the photos were these, like, somewhat comparable, I would say. It was not completely unusable. So it's not just a big number. I would say the 108 megapixel camera is actually pretty useful if you want, if you're going to be shooting at that full 108 megapixel resolution. But yeah, between the two, I mean, the OnePlus 8 and the Mi 10, overall, if you look at the cameras, it's still a tough call. I would say the Mi 10 has the edge in terms of zoom. Like you can really zoom in a lot more with the 108 MP sensor compared to the OnePlus 8. But overall, I think in terms of color tone and color accuracy, I think the OnePlus 8 is better. Like the photos that you take or shoot look a lot more natural and a lot more neutral compared to the, you know, slightly heavier color saturation from the Mi 10. And this is even with disabling AI. Like with AI, it's like you're expecting you know, toxic level greens if you're shooting a tree and reds which are literally bleeding off the screen. But even without AI, the colors are a lot more heavily saturated, which I guess looks could can look striking to some people, but again, it's not the most realistic shot.
Yeah, so that's actually very good to know, right? Because you just sometimes we will see the specs on Amazon or wherever these phones are available. Yeah. You'll compare them, or you go to gadgets360.com, use the phone finder tool to compare, and you'll see, okay, 108 megapixel. Huh, this is only 48, so 108 must be better. It's not as simple as that ever, right? So good to have these nuances here. One question that occurred to me was, what's the file size on those 108 megapixel photos? Because I believe it will not be a simple 2 MB photo, right? If it's like at full resolution.
No, no, it's yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's I'm not sure about the exact file size, but it's definitely above 10 MB, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so that is
So those are a bit heavy.
Crazy, yeah. Right? It's people will have to account for that, and that's probably one reason why if someone is going for the Mi 10, they might want to either like figure out, I don't know about Android, like if you can save photos directly to an SD card or something, or whatever the situation.
So that's another thing. I mean, neither of these phones have expandable storage.
Great. So get the higher variant with more storage. Don't get the 128 GB one, especially if you're getting the Mi 10.
Or, you know, like subscribe to a cloud service and keep backing up all your high resolution photos, I guess.
Yeah. On the cloud. Yeah, that's what. So
That's another solution.
A lot of people will have to like make some kind of a, you know, sacrifice here, which is figure out what you want exactly from the camera and make the choice accordingly. It's not just a simple resolution game. So I don't think we spoke much about the selfie cameras. Any thoughts on those?
So selfie cameras, so I've tested both. Again, I've not compared both of them side by side, but my gut feeling is that the Mi 10 actually has a much better selfie camera. So the OnePlus 8, which I just recently finished testing, so it's a little fresh in my mind, is that it does capture decent selfies in under good light, like, and especially even HDR does work well if you're shooting against like the sun or something like that. But in low light, it's pretty bad. Like, as unless you are you know, you have good light sources around, and again depending on where those light sources are pointing at your face, you can get some usable shots in low light on the OnePlus 8 selfie camera, but more often than not, it's a pretty it's a washout. Like, the images look pretty bad. It's just not very good at all. In fact, and compared to that, like, I think the Mi 10 had a much better quality photos both in daylight as well as in low light. But you know, I mean, I'll know for sure once I put them head to head, but my gut feeling is that for selfies, I think the Mi 10 is definitely slightly better than the OnePlus 8.
Okay, cool. So good to know all of these things. I guess whoever's listening can make a decision on whether they want you know, the OnePlus 8 or the Mi 10 for the cameras after listening to that. So I think let's talk about the performance now, which is probably like, I'm not sure right now what the main difference is going to be in terms of performance, considering both smartphones have the Snapdragon 865 chip in them, which is a chip that supports 5G. So you have 5G support in case you go to a country where 5G is available. You can use that on both phones, hopefully. And the 865 chip we've seen in our previous tests, with I think the Realme X50 Pro and the iQOO 3. In terms of performance, I don't think there should be any major hiccups here. What was your experience like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the A65 is a super powerful chip, and it's also quite efficient compared to even last year's 855 Plus. So, like, there's absolutely no worry about running even the most heaviest of games or, you know, intense multitasking. It's just like both the phones handle it very well, and as the even Android runs very smoothly. Again, no hiccups there at all. Both phones also have 90 hertz display refresh rates, so you know, everything feels a little more fluid and snappy. Having said that, the Mi 10 does get hot really quickly. Like, it's not just if you're running benchmarks or when gaming, but yeah, if you do play a lot of games like, you know, PUBG or anything graphically intensive, the phone, the body of the phone, the metal and the glass back does get quite hot, like noticeably hot. And this is not the case with the OnePlus 8. So I do commend OnePlus on doing a good job with the thermal management, because even after a lot of gaming, even after heavy camera use on the OnePlus 8, it just gets a little warm, slightly warm. And this is only noticeable because I didn't have a case on. So if you do have a case, you probably won't even notice this. But yeah, it's the OnePlus 8 definitely would, I would say, perform slightly better if you're doing non-stop heavy tasks, because it doesn't heat up that much. And because of the less heat, it doesn't even, it doesn't throttle the CPU and the GPU too much. So that is something I did notice with the Mi 10, where, you know, benchmark scores dropped pretty drastically because of the heat. It did, you know, limit the CPU clock speeds to till the phone cool down a bit. So in terms of performance, I mean, even though both have the Snapdragon 865, I think with continuous heavy load, I think the OnePlus 8 does a better job in handling that.
Okay, yeah. So a lot of people will probably like make their decision right there with that one knowledge. Now, India is a country where, you know, many people don't have air conditioners. It is really hot and muggy in most places at most times. So especially during the summer, I think when we reviewed this, this will be a big problem. And I'm not sure about you, but I have definitely been suffering quite a bit because there's no AC in my house. Finally, I think my suffering is going to end. So I'm really happy about that. So personally, I don't feel very comfortable using a phone that heats up quite a bit. That's a big no-no for me. I'm pretty sure like this will be the same for other people as well. Okay, so I think the last couple of things here we probably should talk about is, what are your thoughts in general between these two devices? If you had to pick one, which one would it be and why?
So if we look at the base variant of the OnePlus 8 or even the 8GB variant, which is 45,000, I would still go for the OnePlus 8, these two models at least, simply because, you know, you get, I like the cleaner Oxygen OS software experience. I like the fact that the phone is smaller overall and just more convenient to hold and use. And you know, it has a great display. The cameras are a little underwhelming, but they're not bad. I mean, it's similar to the OnePlus 7T overall. So again, it's not, they're not terrible cameras, but they're not great either. I mean, I did expect something more for a new generation. So yeah, overall, I would, if you're looking at the 6GB or the 8GB version of the OnePlus 8, then those are definitely offer better value between the Mi 10. However, if you look at the top version of the OnePlus 8, the 12GB version, of the Mi 10, this is kind of a tough call. I would be inclined to go towards the Mi 10 simply because at that same price, you do get you know, really fast wireless charging. And I think that 108MP camera is a lot more useful compared to the 48MP camera on the OnePlus 8. So the top end variant, it's probably a toss up. I would be inclined to pick the Mi 10, but you know, the base variants of the OnePlus 8 definitely offer better value. So yeah.
Okay, so it's never an easy choice at this point.
Exactly.
It's like every, you know, things that seem simple also have really long answers, because these days, especially at the top end of the smartphone market, you get a certain level of performance and quality from every single device. A lot of it is down to your personal preferences. Whereas in the budget segment, we can say that, okay, there are these two brands which will give you the best value versus these others which will not give you as good value. But on the top end, it's really not easy to say. And we should also not forget that these two smartphones, the OnePlus 8 and the Mi 10, are also competing with the likes of the S20 and the iPhone XR, iPhone SE, a lot of other good phones out there which people will want to consider. But anyway, I mean, it was good to like talk to you about these two, because in terms of pricing and features, they are quite close. Hopefully, our OnePlus 8 Pro unit will come in soon and we'll be able to talk about that in the near future, because that's another device that I've been looking forward to see what OnePlus can do. And that phone is the one that is going up against the Samsung Galaxy S20. So a lot of things expected from the OnePlus 8 Pro. We'll see how it performs. So thanks a lot for joining us, Royden. And
thanks
to all the listeners as well who've stayed with us till the end. So what you can do is you can email us with your questions, comments and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. You can also go and check out the site gadgets360.com for the full reviews of both of these devices that we spoke about. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at gadgets360. And finally, if you're listening to this podcast on any podcasting app such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts or whichever other app you use, you can rate the show, review it, and subscribe to it. These things, they help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week.